I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. Israeli airstrikes in the early hours of Monday killed several people and set shelters of displaced Palestinians on fire as their forces widened their raid into northern Gaza, Reuters correspondent Ian Tu reports.
Displaced Palestinians woke up to their tents on fire in the early hours of Monday after an Israeli airstrike hit Al-Aqsa Hospital in central Gaza. Medics reported several people killed and dozens of others wounded. Israel's military said it struck militants operating from a command center inside the compound. It accuses Hamas of using civilian facilities for military purposes, which Hamas denies. The strike came as Israeli forces widened their raid into northern Gaza. Residents said the military had isolated several areas in the far north of the enclave, including Jabalia, Gaza's largest historic refugee camp. 9 days into a major Israeli operation in northern Gaza, the Hamas-run Gaza government media office said Israeli strikes had killed around 300 Palestinians there.
That was Reuters correspondent Diane Tu reporting. The European Union Monday imposed sanctions on Iran's deputy defense minister, senior members of its paramilitary Revolutionary Guard, and three airlines over allegations they helped supply drones, missiles, and other equipment to Russia for use in its war against Ukraine. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen confirmed the new measures during an appearance in Berlin alongside German Chancellor Olaf Scholz.
These sanctions against Iran are sending a very clear message. Contributions to terror and Russia's illegal war of aggression have serious consequences.
Iranian Deputy Defense Minister Syed Ahmed Gandalari is one of seven senior officials now banned from traveling in Europe and whose assets in the bloc were frozen. Three Iranian airlines, which provided planes for the transfer of the drones and other technologies to Russia, have also had their assets frozen. This is VOA News. China's military conducted a new round of war games near Taiwan Monday, saying it was a warning to the separatist acts of Taiwan independence forces, drawing condemnation from the Taiwan and U.S. governments. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
Chinese state media reported that China's Coast Guard circled Taiwan and staged rare operations of, quote, law enforcement patrols close to Taiwan's offshore islands. The Chinese military's Eastern Theater Command said the drills were taking place in the Taiwan Strait and nine areas around the island. Taiwan's Defense Ministry and Coast Guard said Monday that both agencies had dispatched their own forces. Fighter jets were seen taking off and landing at Taiwan's Hsinchu Air Base Monday morning. Democratically governed Taiwan, which China views as its own territory, had been on alert for more war games since last week's National Day speech by President Lai Ching-te. Lai's address was condemned by Beijing after he said China had no right to represent Taiwan, even as he offered to cooperate with Beijing.
That was Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reporting. The Nobel Prize in Economics has been awarded to three U.S.-based economists for their studies into how institutions are formed and affect prosperity. At a news conference in Stockholm, the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences announced Darren Acemoglu and Simon Johnson, both of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and the University of Chicago's James Robinson were recognized for their work in studying why some nations prosper economically and others do not. At the same news conference, Economics Prize Committee Chair Jakob Svensson applauded the significant contributions of the three co-laureates.
Thanks to Darren Acemoglu, Simon Johnson, and James Robinson's groundbreaking research, we have a much deeper understanding of the root causes of why countries fail or succeed.
Nobel honors were announced last week in medicine, physics, chemistry, literature, and peace. They will all be formally presented at ceremonies December 10th. While it remains on the federal holiday calendar as Columbus Day, several places in the U.S. Monday are also observing Indigenous Peoples Day. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Many Native Americans across the U.S. will come together for Indigenous Peoples Day to celebrate their history and culture and acknowledge the ongoing challenges they face with a focus on the election. There will be events ranging from a voting rally in Minneapolis to a public talk about the Native vote at Virginia Tech. With the holiday coming about 3 weeks before Election Day, events are being geared toward Native voter mobilization and outreach amid renewed recognition of the power of their votes. While it's not a federal holiday, Indigenous Peoples Day is observed by 17 states. I'm Julie Walker.
That wraps up this news update, but the world and the news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.